This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Another session of sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, thanks for being with me. I really mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the solution. I want you to, you know, being a mouth is one thing. Yes, a mouth. Using your mouth, making noise. But being part of the solution is a whole different animal. That means you got to get informed. You got to get real information. Right? Again, 855, a real Joe, 855-732-5563. Sonny Schmidt's going to join me in a few minutes. And I know we've got a lot going on in the news. We've got a lot going on with the, you know, the data dump. You know, but is there anything here that's new? I mean, seriously, is there anything here that you don't know, you haven't seen before, you haven't, you weren't suspicious about it, let's put it that way. That's why I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5, wow, look at that, 5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and texting and tweeting and being engaged. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. God bless. Look at us like, God, you know, I love computers, don't you? So, I had a, at a school district today. Actually, yeah, plenty of them. There's a lot of them that are doing this. And I didn't realize truly how easy it is to put this in place. But with everything else that's going on, look how easily we get, I don't want to say sidetracked, but we kind of get off track. We're not paying attention. You can't pay attention to everything. I already got that. But you've got schools all over the country that are now teaching your kids about what we refer to, I guess, is the 1619 Project. Right? The fact that the... I love this. And I'm going to talk to Sonny Schmidt about this a little bit. The fact that we're... we're teaching kids that the American Revolution now had nothing to do with independence, if you would. Fighting against, you know, taxation without representation, which I told you was not at the top of the list for the fight. But it was all about maintaining slavery. Now, there were things, I took Rick Reed's constitutional coach class. And there were things in that class that I never knew. I was never taught in school in the 70s. And I lived in Boston. I lived a block and a half from the Old North Church and about six blocks from Paul Revere's house. Yeah, I really did. I joke and say I'm one of the few people you know that got thrown out of Paul Revere's backyard. Anyway, so when you talk about history, why is it the Democrats always want to twist it or always want to make sure that the only thing we hear about is the negative part of our history. Not the great things that this country has done. Do they really hate it, hate us that much? Do they hate freedom that much? Maybe that's really the deal here. They hate it, or they're afraid of it, or something along those lines. Why would you want it? Why would you want to uphold it? Why would you want to keep it moving? Well, then they don't get to keep control. You watch what happens after Joe takes office. You watch what happens to guns, to your Second Amendment rights. See, remember, they have proven, and we have proven that we'll follow, they have proven that when they have what they consider to be a national crisis, they have a right to suspend the Constitution. They don't. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say you have a right, you know, if we have a pandemic, if we have an A, B, C, D, we the Constitution gets thrown out or put on pause. That's always a good one, too. You know, I've been telling you guys for a long time, the Democrats are at war with us. We didn't start the war, but they're at war with us. Think about, again, remember, they're calling us the fascists, right? They want every elected official that supported Trump removed. I'm sorry, what is fascism again? Gone. Then what they want to start doing is they want to start getting to those who supported him as well, those that aren't elected. And they're going to go after these supporters any way they can. Just watch MSNBC. I mean, they're at the bottom of the totem pole. But watch them. You know, you want to talk about a real sickness? Here you have people that are losing ratings like crazy. And it isn't all about the ratings. I get that. But it is. You do want listeners. Otherwise, you're talking to nobody. And here they are, losing ratings like crazy, and they're doubling down on what they're... Soon, there won't be any revenue for them to keep their jobs. But in their wonderful socialist world, maybe their bosses alongside them will pay them anyway, because he's got all kinds of money, right? I mean, isn't it funny? The ones that really want socialism, what have you, or think they want socialism, they've got a boatload of money. These people telling you to stay home, to be safe, where are they? They get a paycheck? Come on, think about this. Think it through. So if you're a Trump supporter, if you have a Trump flag out, and the fight isn't in you, if you would, better take it down. Send it to me. I'll fly it. So we'll see your host. This is The Real Side. Sonny Schmidt joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Do you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Yes. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something different. Push away from the keyboard. Yeah, something different. Get off of... They're not listening to you anyway. Get off of Facebook. You're not going to change... You will change nobody on Facebook. I mean, maybe after 10,332 posts, you might get somebody to say you might be right. But you're not changing anybody on there. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me again. I appreciate it. Give me send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. One of my favorites are, I should say my favorite. They should come back more often. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week, and I always appreciate her insight, her time, and her passion to do the right thing. And Sonia, thanks for being with me.
You're welcome.
You're looking so COVID-y today, as you put it.
Right? I was COVID-y. I've been COVID-y for like a couple days now. My daughter thinks it's because I've been eating dairy.
Ooh.
But I haven't had any dairy for a couple days, but she says it stays in your system. So I've just been in bed.
Wait a minute.
Staying
in your system, I get what she's saying because, you know, I mean a lot of ice cream. It's staying in my system, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not talking about scales. I'm talking about...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's my nose. It feels like somebody punched me in the nose. I'm exhausted. But I think it's... I don't know if it's more physical or if it's more emotional. I want to make a list of everything that we've gone through for the past 4 years and what the left has sent us through.
Yeah.
And I kind of think that, and they say this about women, I don't know if it's true or not, but they say women go through the battle, and then once the war is over, and they'll fight the whole time, and once the war is over, and I'm not saying this war is over, but it's not looking good, we break down, you know, everything hits us. So I think that I'm at that point where this, I don't know if it's physical or if it's emotional or if it's both, and it certainly could be.
It does take a lot out of you. I mean, we put up with 8 years of sitting on the edge of our seat because we didn't know how Oblamo was going to hurt us again. And then you turn around, now you've got this happening.
Right.
And Joe Biden has already come out, and he pretty much stands 180 degrees on the other side of the issues that we're passionate about. And there is no give with him.
Wow.
There won't be.
No. Yes, and you're right about those 8 years of Obama. Just if I can use the term, I was white knuckling it the whole time. Just wait.
Well, you're a black woman, so you can use white knuckling. I couldn't use it because they don't show my.
I want.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, but just financially and so in so many ways, just wondering if the nation was going to come back. And then when he got reelected, that's when I got out of politics. And I went back to school for interior design. I just need to go to my happy place. But that disappointment and that sorrow for America when he became elected again is what I'm going through now, only bigger because the left and the communists have gotten their hooks into this country in the way that they've always dreamed of.
Well, they're exciting. I mean, they've got the Senate, the House, and the presidency, and they think, and you notice that they're not using the word mandate. I'm waiting for them to start using the word mandate. Same thing I love that. I'm going to play the clip later on with, what?
Isn't it woman date? You can't say mandate. You can't say man.
Yeah. A date? A person date. They have a person date.
Person date.
Wow, they're going to screw everything up.
We only had a little bit left.
Well, I thought it was funny that Nancy, you couldn't use husband, wife, you know, can't use any of these terms anymore.
Right.
And yet she said something about being a proud wife the other day. And I'm thinking, so is she going to be censured now?
Their side, nothing ever happens to them. And if we're not sick of that, especially in light of what they're doing to all of us, they're talking about lists and...
Oh, yeah.
Repercussions for people who, you know, support Trump. And that's a really scary notion. That's a really frightening notion because they'll do it. We have seen that they will do anything to squash dissent and to win. Anything. They've locked us in our homes for a year. And now if y'all don't see how much of a humbug this was, it was all to get where they are now. And we're still staying in. I mean, I don't know what to do.
I find it interesting that they're on a mission, and I mean a mission, to take down Donald Trump any way they can. They want to make sure he has no chance of running again. They're talking about him wanting to start violence, and yet you and I both know, we've been doing this for a long time, the violence that Maxine Waters, that Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, we got a list to fill both hands and both toes
no
on both feet.
Terms.
Right?
In no uncertain terms have they promoted violence. But it doesn't matter because they own all the institutions.
That's
they can get the word out. So if they say it's us doing it, then the public believes it's us doing it. They impeached a man in the House on no evidence. They didn't even...
No trial, no evidence, no anything.
And it's not the first time he hasn't had due process. So, what, you know, I get so annoyed when I hear people on talk shows go, but they've got to know that this is bad for the country. They don't care that it's bad for their country, and B, why should they care? Because they keep winning every time they do it. It's like cheating in an election. What makes you think the next time they're going to go, yeah, let's look at these voter things because, you know, we really should clean this up a little bit. Why would they do that, people? They win. They're winning. If you haven't noticed, they're kicking our butts.
And come on, let's just be honest about it. They're not interested in the righteous thing. They're not interested. Look at when I first started the show, I told you I wouldn't let people call them sick people. I wouldn't let people say it was an illness. And now when you see the look in their eyes and the way they talk and the way they come after us.
Gleefulness.
What's that?
The gleefulness.
Yes.
Even, you know, for us in California who are still in lockdown. The gleefulness, the power-struck gleefulness of Gavin Newsom every time he does it is just, we can feel it. It feels like we're under the thumb of such evil. It's no joke. It's not we have a difference of ideas
anymore.
It's not, you know, sickness. No, they're evil and they're ruling us. So what are we going to do about it?
Well, you have to be careful because, you know, anything you say, they're going to construe as you wanting to start a fight. But
anarchy.
I've been saying this for a long time. David Horowitz says the same thing. It's just, for years, we have played by sitting back and going, no, they won't do that. No, the American people will stop them from doing that. And that needs to stop. They've been playing guerrilla warfare. We need to draw out the rules of, the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and the gloves come off. The fight needs to start. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. No whiskey. It's going to be a bad night for whiskey. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johns Hopkins University says the coronavirus death toll in the United States is just over 400,000 people. That's far and away the most in the world, with Brazil sitting second at just over 210,000 deaths. The United States also leading the way with more than 24 million cases. Arizona is leading the nation in new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Dr. Richard Gray of the Mayo Clinic telling Fox News hospital workers are at their limits.
In this 23rd mile, they're on an uphill climb. So it's exhausting. And it's not just exhausting physically and having to care for so many patients. It is exhausting emotionally.
President Trump expected to spend his last full day in office issuing a slew of pardons and commutations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really, truly, be, you know, just get involved, get engaged, get informed. Really, you got to get informed, okay? Head up to Patriot Academy. You got to get the information. I thought I was pretty well informed on the Constitution. But what I came to find out, what I didn't know, was just irritating as heck, I got to tell you. You know, we all think we're experts in these areas because we've heard enough. But when I took the class, I'll tell you what, I did. I learned so much about it. And now, for our Christian friends, they're doing a biblical citizen class. Really, what is required of you to be a citizen of both heaven and this place that we call Earth, you know, United States here. And but you do have a calling on your life. You do have responsibilities as a Christian citizen of the United States. God has expectations on your life. Now, if you think you're going to plead ignorance to him in the last days, good luck to you. I'd like to watch that. You know, we got a whole book that tells us. You got the manual. You know what I'm saying? You know, before I bring on Sonia, I love that one pastor once said this. Some of you guys think you can go buy yourself a new car. Right? This is when you get born again, you got a new car, so to speak. And there's the manual in the glove box. You don't have to open it. You know, the car's got a warranty on it. The manufacturer tells you how to take care of the engine and the car. You start putting the gas you want to put in there. You put water instead of oil in the engine because you want to do what you want to do. And it doesn't work and you get mad at the manufacturer. What kind of sense does that make? Got to follow the book. Got to stay with the book. You got to do what God tells you to do. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me and her insight and oversight of things that are going on in and around us. And Sonia, you think since this is apropos for the weekend, do you think MLK would be excited about the direction the country's headed in the name of blackness? By the way.
I shouldn't be on a radio show because I am speechless.
Oh, God.
I am absolutely
God, I'm gonna take a shot of that face afterwards and put it up.
Leechless.
Just before somebody gets ready to swear on the radio.
Okay, I'm gonna say something in defense of the church, because I do agree with you, but I watched a documentary today, which it spelled everything out in a way that I could understand. And it's a little dry, but it was very visual, but it explained the push for communism, how it started, who the players were, and how America was the big challenge because of who we are as independent, you know, as people who we are with our silly constitution and all that. So, in defense of the church, and it upsets me too, and one of the reasons why we're here is the church started ushering in all this liberalism and leftism, and basically it's a stepping stone to communism, and it was planned. This was all planned. We were all used. We were all duped. Just as the Patriots last week at the Capitol building were used. That tactic isn't new. It didn't start with Antifa. This is very old. But why don't we know about it? Why didn't we know about it, and what do we do? Same thing with the church. Their goal was to infiltrate the church and to bring that down, just like with the American family, just like with our morals, our cultural value, all that stuff. It was all planned to bring us down, so when they have an opportunity, they knew how to rush in there and get the job done. That's what COVID gave them. And I've been saying this since it started, because you could look at everything that they got in response to COVID worked to their advantage. They screwed up the economy, which was Trump's, you know, claim to fame. But it also forced us to be dependent on the government. Well, that's one of the main tenets of communism. Mm-hmm. There's just so many things that they got from COVID, and they were already trained to move in there when they could. So here we are. We are in the last days, but what do we do in the last days? Do we sit around and, you know, have Mai Tais and wine and cry in our Mai Tais, or do we do something else? Now, after watching this documentary, let me give you guys the name of it. It's on Amazon, and they have some really good Christian documentaries. I'm sorry. I know. But if you already have the Prime membership and you don't have to pay anything more, go ahead and watch some of them documentaries. Cause this one is called How the Specter of Communism is Ruling Our World. So this is the long march through the institutions. These people have been doing this forever while we've just been sitting around arguing about the minutiae of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And the Dems are great. You and I have talked about this. They are great at the long game. We're terrible at it, right?
But they've been playing it, too. It's not like they've just been sitting idle.
Right.
Look at what happened to our schools. Look at what, you know, you were talking about the project in the schools, and I've talked about sex ed in the schools. It's not like they've been, like, quiet. They've been throwing up test balloons. They've been pushing. What they found out this year is that they will make people go into their homes and wear a mask and not let their families in. They have learned so much about us, and we have allowed it to happen, rather than taking this year to say, oh, no, you won't. But I don't think that we were educated to the point where we better get now. We better get it now. And if you watch this documentary, it'll show you that there is so much going on behind the scenes, and we're not even knee-deep into their plan anymore. We're up to we got like this much going. We got that much left.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to keep being bold. We're going to have to keep being loud. There's no way around it, because they are quick to spin around and get in your face. Look, again, go back to what I said earlier, which is, remember Maxine Waters said, you see him in a restaurant, you see him here, drive him out of there. She never, you know, how come she didn't say, well, don't be physical. Well, you want to get in the face, but don't be physical.
We know that they're not going to suffer any repercussions from that. And that was just a precursor to what's going on now. We're getting yanked off. I just sent a video. I just got an email or a text from someone I sent a video to earlier. And she says, it must have been a good one because YouTube has just deleted it. So that Maxine Waters and Obama get in their faces and all that stuff that they are on record saying, it doesn't matter to them because they're always going to present themselves as the virtuous ones. So... Yeah.
Eric Holder, he Michelle Obama said, you know, if they go if they go low, we go high, right, or something like that. And Eric Holder said, no, we kick them. I go, I'm sorry, isn't that violence? I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the room.
It is, and we know that. We know we're treated differently, but they own the media. They own everything, and they're all about their agenda. This isn't just a matter of they think they're on the right side of things. These guys are communists. They've been trying to turn our country into commie land, and they have found a way to do it. And you wait what happens next week. I mean, I love to believe I'm getting emails about Trump's going to come out with a magic card and, we're going to find out why his last name is Trump. But I don't know. We have faith and hope and all kinds of stuff for the past, since November that hasn't come to fruition. So,
I'm still waiting for the Kraken to show up.
Me too. I'm always, these days I'm looking for anything with the word crack in it, trust me.
Yeah. Send them to her, okay?
However you take that.
Oh, God.
You need drugs to get through this.
But part of being miserable right now is the fact that, again, we had 8 years of oppression. If you were a freedom-loving, patriot-loving person, American, then you were under oppression under Obama. If you were Christian, you can add to that. You were even under more oppression under him. Then Trump shows up, loves the country, wants us to have our freedom, doesn't care what religious belief you are, and freedom starts to roll, and we see what's coming. And they fought him. They fought him. Why would you fight a freedom-loving American? Can you imagine these people, the days of George Washington, those guys? I mean, they would have been the naysayers going, you know what I'm saying?
Those guys weren't commies.
No.
So what's happening and what is really going to be awful is when they start turning those guns back on Christians again in this country. I suspect that pastors who kept their churches open and who are bold enough to stand in the face of this tyranny, I suspect that they are going to be come down on really hard. So let's say that it's a given that that's going to happen. What are we as citizens going to do about that that's going to make a difference?
You're going to have to wait and tell us on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. We're going to put... you've got to figure it out. You got 4 minutes. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You are listening to The Real Side.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And the way you be part of the problem is that you don't get informed before you open that trap of yours. So make sure you have the right information. I'm so irritated at a lot of our Republican friends this week who jumped all over, I don't even know what you want to call it. They jumped all over President Trump, if you would, for his words or the way he said it or why he didn't think through a little better what he was going to say. Do you guys understand? It wouldn't matter what he said. It wouldn't matter how he said it. Right? They still would have gone after him. They hate him. And they hate us for backing him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonya Schmidt joins me, as she does every week, to kind of help uplift us and look at things in a happier way.
Good luck. I have on my comfort sweatshirt. I'm just like... this is...
You have a comfort what?
Sweat my sweatshirt.
Oh.
It's just, you know what? The left has reduced me to comfort clothes on TV, on video. So, you know, I think... Okay, so let me ask you this question. So if we... I'm done with Republicans, and I have been for quite some time. I get it that that's closer to what our values are, so when we vote, that's what it's going to be. But we see how turncoat they are. Like you just said, they're ill-informed, or maybe they're not. Maybe they're on the other side. So they took the side against Trump and this Capitol building thing, the speech. Even though the timeline is coming out, as it were, that his speech wasn't even over before the melee started, and also, that the police, FBI, CIA, all the initials were informed of the potential violence days before the speech. You would think that Republicans would want to be more informed than they are, but they're not, and they're not our friends either. So and that's one of the reasons I got out of politics when Obama became elected the second time, is I realized I'm not just fighting the left. I'm fighting Republicans. That's a big fight for an old grandma, you know, sitting at her computer in the living room.
You're not an old woman. Stop it.
But that's where we are. So then there was a poll that came out yesterday. This is a long, I'm getting to my question. There was a poll that came out yesterday, and it said that the majority of people who vote Republican would rather be identified and vote Republican than MAGA. I think that that's a part of the propaganda and fake news, because I think MAGA, or whatever you want to call it, conservatism, constitutionalists, are a movement right now. I think Trump is right. There were at least 74 to possibly 80 million people who voted for him. So if he peeled that off, or if there was a movement that was a MAGA movement, I don't know that splinters the Republican Party, because going back to Republican Party gets us Romney, it gets us McCain's, it gets us people like that. So do you think that's sort of fake media, and that there are people, there's millions of us who could create a movement that is more in line with Christian conservative values that could be viable in America right now?
Yeah, I've always been irritated in the past when somebody says, I want to start a third party, I want to do this, I want to do that. And I've always
Nobody else could have done that.
Well, exactly. And in the past, I've always said, I have always said, hey, if you start a third party, where it's going to come from, the Republicans, going to be very few Democrats that are going to leave. I don't know how many independents you'd pull over. But I got to tell you something. Looking at the numbers again, looking at the walk-away movement, right, and how much they've been, they just gone with the Dems and didn't necessarily come to the Republican Party, but walked away from the Dems. So you've got that movement going on. Then you look at the independents, and a vast majority of independents do not like the impeachment. They don't like this process. They don't like what the Dems are doing. You might be able to pull some of them in. And I think the Republican Party would be reduced.
20% of black males voted for Trump.
Yep.
Huge percentage of Latino voters.
Yep.
They didn't do that to go back to this sort of crap. Because this is worse than the party. This is worse than what they left. The Democrats now are worse than what turned them off in the first place. So I agree with you before. It's not going to. This isn't Ross Perot going, what's that guy? Second Sam. This, this is a man who we know and we love and we lived well under him. Mm-hmm. And we see the ugliness of what they're doing to him. So I just wonder if that's fake. Fake news, and maybe they did interview Republicans who said that, because I certainly...
Listen, I think if you start early enough, if you start now, for instance, and you really put some money, effort, and time behind this, I think you could build a party that would be hard to ignore. Very hard to... However, even with that said, look at the degree the Democrats will go to take anybody and anything down they don't agree with.
But within that movement, it has to be voter integrity. We have to figure out a way to do that.
Well, let's see what the Republicans do. We have, I think it's 35 or 37, one of my geniuses, and I mean this sincerely, in the chat room will probably tell me what the number actually is. But I think we have control of about 35 to 37 legislatures across the country, and they need to start doing voter integrity bills. They've got the people to pass them. Let's see if they're really serious.
They do have to, okay.
Right? And then, but you hit on something and just went right past it, which was so true. It'll be the party of Romney and Ryan again. It'll be the party. I'm done with Kevin McCarthy. You get on the floor and you censure the president. I want to censure the president because you didn't like the way he said something.
But you know what? We knew we couldn't trust those rats a long time ago, the McConnells, the McCarthys. What's his name? Lindsey Graham. We knew that, but we gave him another, you know, Trump brought some people into the camp that were like, I don't know. Yeah. Just like a politician, they do what they need to do to survive, and the minute they have to work or just we got to get our act together, and we have to go en masse, in force, get loud, get ugly, stop them in their tracks. And you know what? I see a lot of getting rid of us being kicked off of Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all that. It's really upsetting, but eventually it's going to be a minor setback because we're going to develop our own stuff. I've been already discovering, I've already, just to give people a kind of a task to-do list sort of thing, I've been discovering so many other websites that do the news or do information or independent videos that probably a couple years ago I would have said, this is conspiracy theory stuff. Now it sounded like it all makes sense. And also I've been going to meetings of people, whether it be Zoom or in person. I think that's how I got COVID-y, but in person, and we actually talk about things to do. They hand out lists and people to contact, and it's not just sitting and venting. It's actually giving us something to do, and we're talking about survival mechanisms and, you know, things to do. So I think that you feel more empowered, to use a phrase from the left, when you're actually actively doing something rather than talking about how crappy this is. We all, if you don't know now how far they're willing to go and how crappy things are and how bad it's getting ready to get for you, shame on you. But
if you didn't know how far they were willing to go 4 years ago without the peaceful transition of power, about the dossier, then you've been living with your head in a very dark place. I'll put it that way.
And here's a dark place. You can't say that.
No, I didn't say black place. I said dark.
No, that's true. That's true. Okay. But you know what? They did it. We've survived. We conquered. We were victorious during the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. We didn't have the internet. I hate to spring this on y'all, but we didn't have. We didn't have the internet and telephone. I'll tell you a funny story. I think I've told you this, said this on your show before. But the days when we had three channels on television and the screen was about that big. So I'm not saying I'm old, but I'm letting you know what I know, what that's like.
Okay.
And there would be a black entertainer who would come on the Ed Sullivan Show, whether it be, usually it was James Brown, or could be the Supreme, it could be anybody. Somehow, we had a telephone tree. And, you know, in those days, there was like party lines. The telephone was not like it is now. It had many flaws. Somehow, we all knew to watch. We all knew to stop what we were doing, whether we were having dinner, whatever was going on, turn that channel to channel two, because James Brown, one of ours, was on television, and generally speaking, they were incredible entertainers. So, you know, it was a wonderful thing to watch. But how did we get that? It stumps me. How did we do that?
We talked to each other.
We talked to each other. Everybody now is freaking out.
Yeah, at church. We talked to each other walking around the square. When we went shopping, we'd run into each other at the grocery store. You actually knew the names of the people that live on your street.
Oh, my gosh, really? Oh, right.
Well, today they would say, what are you, stalking me? No.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
What are you talking to me for?
What, why are you waving at me? What do you want? Where do people find you, Sonia?
I don't know. Oh, SoniaSmith.org. Go there. Subscribe so I can keep in touch with you and let you know where I'm going to be and where everything else is going to be.
All right, Joe Bettini, your host. Can we trust Joe Manchin? I'm not so sure. But my next guest says we can. We'll be back in a minute.